Statements made during this broadcast regarding products or the claims made about specific products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products and treatments discussed are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Make your physician aware of all nutritional supplements used and immediately notify your physician if you have any health concern or undiagnosed sign or symptom.
Get ready to get healthy. Get ready to get fit. Get ready to take charge of your health. Get ready to listen, learn, and live healthier. Because your health is your wealth. It's time for some information and inspiration. It's time to talk about health and nutrition. Nutrition for your body, for your mind, for your spirit. It's time for Let's Talk Nutrition. Proper exercise, stress relief, eating well, supplementation for when you don't. Let's Talk Nutrition. Scientists, authors, nutrition specialists, personal trainers, holistic healers, experts in traditional, natural, and integrative medicine. Daily prizes and giveaways. Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Vitamin Discount Center. Visit VDCUSA.com for life for less. Follow Dr. Garko on Twitter at Dr. Garko and on Facebook at facebook.com/Dr. Michael Garko. Now, welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition.
And welcome to Make It Happen Monday on Let's Talk Nutrition. Great to be with you. Raining here in Tampa. Hope it's good where you are. Weather and your health, both. We're in the studio Monday through Friday. Sometimes we're out of studio. Well, from time to time, maybe just more than a few times. And that's going to happen for sure on the 18th. I'll be in Largo at the Vitamin Discount Center store in Largo. I'll tell you about that in a minute, a little bit more about that. And there's some interesting stories trending in the news. We're going to get into that today. And I was having a conversation, and I can't reveal the source. As a journalist, the person I was with whom I was speaking would only speak with me if I did not reveal the source and give attribution. And I had been thinking about this story for a while and talking about it and doing a little bit of reporting. And so this particular athlete, whose name I cannot tell you, I talked with this person, and I was talking, the interview was about sports stars, athletes doing commercials and endorsing food products that are not healthy. We'll talk about that today. That'll be on the agenda. And then this, and I've watched this for a long time, people going to the gym regularly but gaining weight. I've noticed that. Pardon me. And I wondered, you know, okay, are they aware of what's going on here? And you see people going to the gym, they're here all the time. In fact, not just holding their weight, but in fact, gaining weight. Turns out there's a story in the news, and we'll get into that. That's trending. And speaking of weight gain, there was a study with identical twins. It was published in a European journal. It's called Diabetologia. That's the name of the journal. Good thing I could say, I only say that once. I won't push my rhetorical luck. No, it's Diabetologia. You can hear the root word in there, diabetic, whatever. It's a European Association for the Study of Diabetes, EASD, and talking about identical twins with significant weight differences. Oh, one obese, one not. What do we learn from that? That's trending. We're going to get into that. You can see a lot of things to talk about. And then food addiction. Of course, that's one of my favorite topics. I think food is clearly one of those elements, substances, to which people become addicted. An addiction in a very strict sense. Study out of an article out of Barcelona, Spain, talking about whether or not food addiction is closer to becoming a formal diagnostic condition. So those are some of the stories trending in the news today. And one more. The expression man's best friend, it should be human's best friend to make it more politically correct. And whether dogs are able to give clues as to whether an owner is in some sort of health trouble. This comes out of Newcastle University in the United Kingdom. And then, with those stories that are trending, there's something that I worked on this morning. It's not the first time I've worked on it. This theme. Diet versus exercise. This will relate to that one story I was telling that's trending where people go to the gym and continue to gain weight. It's sort of within that realm, that thematic realm. I'm going to talk about diet versus exercise. Diet versus exercise. What do you think? Is it diet? Is it exercise? Is it both? Or is it something else that really is effective for people to lose weight and keeping it off? So that's a full plate of things to do on the show today. We'll see if we can eat it all. That's not a calorie restricted news diet there. 877-897-8255, 877-897-TALK. You can always call the show and comment, talk about, ask questions about, remark upon, whatever, that which we're talking about on the show. 877-897-TALK. That's a toll-free number. There's a local number here in Tampa Bay, 813-636-8255, 813-636-TALK. And as usual on Monday, the Tampa traffic is terrible. I don't know if any members of the city government listen to the show, but I don't know what the hell you people are doing. Can't you see that this place is a mess? I don't know. I'm just saying. Steven sits on the other side of the glass listening to the traffic reports all day long. And, he has to drive to work too. And it's a mess here in Tampa. One of the worst. Steven always laughs when I bring up the traffic.
That's your biggest stressor.
It is. It's horrible. Mm-hmm. It's disgraceful.
Yeah.
Every single day, and I'm thinking, if I were a politician in this city, wouldn't I want to help people out here and reduce their stress? Are they even thinking about the traffic problem? Are they going to revisit the idea of putting mass transit into the city, or is it dead? I don't know. It certainly creates a lot of stress. It does for me. It takes me an hour to get to work. And from where I live, that's outrageous. Would you take the, if there was a very efficient, effective rapid transit system, would you take it to work?
I think we've talked about this before, and if the rapid, readily available, easy transit system went to the door of my house and dropped me off.
Well, that's not going to happen.
and went to the door of my work, then yes.
Oh,
but
hell.
I to me, it just totally defeats the purpose of rapid transit, having to drive to, say, like a park and ride type of station, get on your transit, then go to work, and then have to take something from there to work, and then do it all over again on the way back. I've been in area like we in Chicago, the L and
right.
The transit system there. I mean, you take two steps and there's always.
It's everywhere.
Yeah, it's everywhere. So, I mean, that I love, and it's great. And whenever I've been to the city, I use it all the time.
But you just said it. you don't live in the city. You live outside the city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's we're too spread out. You know, the Tampa Bay area, it's too...
if they would have, at least they can put it within the interior structure of the city. It's crazy. It is a stress related to health. It is a stressor. The big time. It's horrible. I just wonder, what do those people do all day? Collect taxes? What? Well, I'm cynical, huh? Is that cynical? I don't know. You can go ahead, comment. Is that cynical?
Yeah, I'd say so. Okay. It's probably when you're more cynical moments, and it's usually involved around traffic.
It's horrible. it's disgraceful. City like this, it's a beautiful city. Backed up with traffic like nobody, like clogged arteries. Literally. Maybe that's what's wrong with those people. That cerebral vascular deficiency. Not enough blood to the head. Not thinking. Be back.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael Murray, co-author of Hunger Free Forever, your guide to achieving your ideal body weight without feeling hungry. The centerpiece of our program is a special dietary supplement known as PGX. This unique, all-natural product has an incredible effect in stabilizing blood sugar levels and promoting the feeling of satiety so you consume fewer calories effortlessly. For more information, go to your local health food store or visit hungerfreeforever.com.
The multivitamin you take every day should be more than just an everyday multivitamin. Solgar Formula VM75 provides 75 milligrams of most of the important B vitamins. It also offers antioxidants and amino acid chelated minerals. Formula VM75 is kosher, vegetarian, and is available in tablets, vegetable capsules, and in iron or iron-free formulas. Stop in at the Vitamin Discount Center and make Solgar VM75 a part of your daily regimen today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
For nearly 15 years, Nordic Naturals has been setting the standard of high-quality fish oil, offering exceptional taste, industry-leading purity, and unsurpassed freshness. But did you know that all fish oils are not created equal? Lower-quality fish oil can contain environmental toxins, such as mercury, have a fishy taste or smell due to rancidity, or be harvested unsustainably. Nordic Naturals is a brand you can always rely on, just as medical doctors and researchers have for years. All Nordic Natural fish oils are third-party tested to exceed all international standards for purity and freshness, and are in the natural triglyceride form to ensure optimal absorption and thus better results. Nordic Naturals fish oils also offer the reassurance that our fish are always sourced sustainably, according to Norwegian fishing policies, which are the most stringent in the world. Taste for yourself why Nordic Naturals is the leading omega-3 fish oil brand in the U.S. Visit NordicNaturals.com today. Nordic Naturals, committed to a healthy planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Are you able to consume the recommended 6 to 8 servings of fresh fruits and vegetables in a day for optimal health and well-being? Who has time to prepare and eat that many servings? Now there is a way to consume 5 whole servings of fresh fruits and vegetables in an easy-to-mix drink. That's half of your daily recommended servings in one drink. Introducing Greens Plus Wild Berry Burst Powder, made up of 29 enzymatically alive whole foods, along with 7 antioxidant-rich berry extracts in a delicious powder form that you can easily mix into water or your favorite fruit juice. Greens Plus Wild Berry Burst contains sea vegetables, probiotics, organic grasses, and herbal extracts that help to support the immune system, providing increased energy, provide an alkaline pH, and cleanse and detoxify the body. No heat is used in the processing of Greens Plus Wild Berry Burst, so it is enzymatically alive, just like fresh fruits and vegetables. You can find Greens Plus Wild Berry Burst at your local health food store. Ask for it by name.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Yerba Prima, pioneers in internal cleansing. Solgar, providing science-based supplements since 1947. Renew Life, the digestive care company. Nordic Naturals, pure and great-tasting omega oils. Form Essentials, makers of the sleep aid Solace. Now introducing Zinnia for healthy hair, skin, and nails. Let's Talk Nutrition on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
Welcome back to Make It Happen Monday on Let's Talk Nutrition. Going to talk about some stories that are trending in the news, and then we're going to get into this business of diet versus exercise. Is it diet or is it exercise that contributes to weight loss? Which one is more effective? Or do you have to do them both? Or should you do one before the other and trying, to make changes? Do you make dietary changes first? Do you make lifestyle changes? Which one do you do first? These are the kinds of questions we'll get into today. It's an important issue because diet and exercise are among the centerpiece of this whole idea of losing weight and keeping it off, an American pastime. It's almost as popular as baseball, given the number of people that are overweight or obese. So, Stephen, I hope you have your thinking cap on today, because I have lots of quiz questions today. We'll see how you do. I'm gonna keep a little running.
It's like having to work twice. I'm at work, and then I'm having to work while at work.
Well, you're getting educated. This is good. You know, going to school. It's like going to school. You didn't sign up for this. Okay, let me get your take on this. This is your opinion. Do you think, and I know you're dialed into this, the popular culture, the sports, and you see the commercials. I did an interview with an athlete, famous athlete, over the weekend, as a matter of fact. It was almost impromptu. And the only condition was I could not reveal the source. And this particular athlete, in fact, does a commercial for a particular fast food company. And I was curious because it had been on my mind, and it just fate would have it, bumped into this individual and was introduced, and one thing led to another. And my question to you, do you think sports stars, superstars, whatever, athletes, have a responsibility to try and portray an image of health that would preclude them from doing commercials promoting unhealthy foods?
Not at all.
You don't think they should?
Mm-mm.
Why?
Just because they're a public figure in a sense, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean that they should be, in a sense, whether socially forced to kind of play that role. You know, they're individuals just like you and I, and when it comes to who people or children or whatever look up to, you know, they're not the ones that are making themselves to be a role model. Now, if there's a particular athlete or public figure like that that does put themselves out there in that kind of position to where they kind of welcome that just publicity all around, they're always, you know, then there might be a little bit of responsibility because, you know, they know that they're being seen doing whatever they're doing, whether it's, you know, health or other activities. So for the most part, I say no. I mean, if I was in that position myself, I would be living, you know, for myself and doing the things that, mm-hmm. that I enjoy. And I wouldn't necessarily say, hey, kids, or hey, whoever watches me, follow me.
All right. You know. Well, okay. So that's your take on it. In other words, you don't think athletes have a social responsibility to not promote unhealthy foods, fast foods, whatever, hamburgers, soft drinks, whatever they may be. This is an interesting question. It's been on my mind lately, given the overweight and obesity epidemic, and given that it's an impact on children and how impressionable children, adolescents, teenagers, and even adults are in our society. 877-897-8255. I'd be interested in your opinion about that. Do you think athletes have a personal responsibility not to promote unhealthy foods? My producer, which I predicted, I wrote it down, I put him in the column of they can do whatever and say whatever they want to say and do, and they don't necessarily have any responsibility. I knew he was going to say that because I'm over 8 years I've figured him out at least a little bit. You may differ with his opinion, or you may agree. I'll tell you what mine is here in a moment. 877-897-8255. That's a toll-free number. Local number is 813-636-8255, 813-636-TALK. Do professional athletes have some sort of responsibility to promote healthy foods and not promote unhealthy foods, no matter who the target audience is, or maybe especially with children? But they're, you know, even adults get influenced by these commercials. I was reading an article, and was right on point here. It was a Reuters piece, and they singled out two athletes that I happen to like, LeBron James and Serena Williams. And apparently, you know, if you don't know who LeBron James is, he plays basketball. He's a mega superstar for the Miami Heat. And Serena Williams, of course, is a world-class tennis player who's won more matches and unbelievable. Both, apparently, according to this Reuters piece, do commercials. And they're, by the way, these are not the only two. I'm just pointing them out because they were singled out in the Reuters piece that do these commercials. Now there's Peyton Manning. There's all these football players. I mean, all kinds of athletes. Then you see the athletes on Wheaties boxes, right, Stephen? You see that?
Sure.
Yeah. Wheaties. I wouldn't consider Wheaties a junk food. And Emma Boyland from the University of Liverpool in the United Kingdom said, "We see these people. They obviously reach the top of sports and sports achievement. They're obviously living a healthy lifestyle." Well, I don't know about that, Ms. Boyland. "And they're endorsing these foods. And that kind of lends an aura of healthfulness to these foods and beverages that they don't deserve," end quote. And she goes on to say in this article, that the message is really getting mixed. And Ms. Boylan studies marketing and children's food choices. And she was not involved in this research. This particular study that I'm referring to here that was reported in Reuters was by Maria Bragg from the Red Center for Food Policy and Obesity at Yale University in New Haven, Connecticut. And what they did in this study is, and I'm interested in your opinion about this. Do you think athletes should not, or do you think they should, do commercials for fast foods or otherwise unhealthy foods? 877-897-8255. You can call the show and give me your opinion one way or another. I know people sometimes are shy to call into radio shows, but don't be shy. It's listener-friendly. And then local is 813-636-8255. This study by Ms. Maria Bragg, she and her co-researchers compiled a list of advertising deals for 100 top athletes. In 2010, according to the study, those athletes endorsed a total of 512 brands.
That's a lot.
That's a lot, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. That's about a quarter were food and beverage.
Sure.
Okay. The athletes endorsed 62 food products, including burgers, cookies, and cereal. 49 of the 62 were high in calories and low in nutritional value.
You mentioned the big stars, the big one, you know, Sabrina and LeBron. Quickly, those are the ones that they could see repercussions from things that they do endorse because of how the public opinion might sway on them, and it could affect future endorsements. So they themselves may have to look out for what they do and how it might come back.
Okay.
But that's a personal decision.
Well, when we come back, I'll tell you what I'm thinking and feeling about this. It is really totally conflicted. We'll be back.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Garden of Life, empowering extraordinary health. Natural Factors, where great health begins. Greens Plus, superfood for super health. Kyolic, aging makes the finest garlic truly odorless. Natrol, nourishing the potential of mind and body. New Chapter, the benefit of nature's wisdom. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
Welcome back to the second half of the first hour here on Make It Happen. Making It Happen Mondays on LTN. Great to be with you. Thanks for stopping by today. Talking about, and this issue has been on my mind for some time, and I was looking for an opportunity to talk about it on the show, and today availed itself to that. And over the weekend, I had a chance to talk with a pretty famous athlete, does an endorsement with a fast food company. The interview was not for attribution, so I can't reveal the source. This particular athlete happens to agree with my technical producer, who believes that athletes really, they should be able to do any commercials they want, irrespective of their effect on food choices that children might make, adolescents, teenagers, or even adults. And we're speaking specifically about fast food commercials or junk food commercials or any food or any activity that would put the health and wellness or well-being of a person, I don't want to say jeopardy, but would certainly would not lend itself to improving any of those elements of our life. So there's a study now, comes out of the food policy and obesity at Yale University, New Haven, Connecticut. These researchers looked at 100 top athletes in 2010, and these athletes endorsed 512 brands. A quarter of those brands were food and beverages. 62 athletes endorsed 62 food products, including burgers, cookies, and cereals. 49 of the 62 were high in calories and low nutritional value. They also endorsed 46, and this makes sense, sports drinks, sodas, and other beverages. As my producer picks up a Coke. No, that's water. And in 43 of those, all calories came from, Stephen, added sugar. Okay? Here's what Dr. Bragg said. What stood out to us was the striking irony of the practice of having the world's most physically fit athletes endorsing these products, end quote. What do you think about that comment? I mean, isn't it somewhat confusing, hypocritical, paradoxical, contradictory? What? What is it? You got this fit athlete, whether it's LeBron James or XY, and I'm not picking on him. I happen to like him a lot, doing a commercial for fast foods, whether it be McDonald's or whatever. And you see the commercials. They're in there eating, you know, with a big fat hamburger in their hand and whatever.
Yeah, well, I mean, for me, when I see those commercials, and I may be different, but I don't associate and see LeBron James and
the burger. You don't connect them?
I just see it as somebody that's popular, that's well-recognized, that people follow.
Doing a commercial,
just like any other actor.
But do you think if your daughter was 6 or 7, 8 years old, 9 years old, and she sees a famous female athlete that she happens to like endorsing a product, and she says, oh, Daddy, you know, take me. I want to go get some of product X at the fast food place. What then?
Then I say no. Sure, it affects children much more than, you know, adults that have a little bit more ability to, you know, make their own decisions and not be swayed as much. But yeah, when it comes to the kids, then that's where parents kind of have to step in. And again, you know, I go back to, you know, whether it's an athlete, they don't necessarily need to be a role model. You know, I would much rather my daughter see me as a role model than.
Well, of course she would.
Than, you know.
And I'm sure she does.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you know, parents, you can't be with a child 24/7, you know.
Sure, you can.
365 days a year. You go off to school. She has so peer pressure in school. And the kids today, my God, they have a social agenda that rivals an adult of the 1950s or 60s, for heaven's sake.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, again, it's the parenting that needs to that I think. Needs
but don't
to
you think these
and,
athletes
and
are making
it
harder?
Them.
Don't you think the athletes are making it harder for parents to teach their children about good nutrition? And it's not just one athlete. In this study, they looked at, what was it, 100 top athletes. And these commercials are running all day long. My view is, I am sure the temptation must be great. The endorsement money must be phenomenal. Right? It's in the millions of dollars with some of these athletes given their celebrity. And to say, you know what? Thanks, but no thanks. I think that these kinds of foods are unhealthy and are not doing a service to teaching young people or society about health and nutrition. I pass. That would be a remarkable, remarkable human being. If the company said, we're going to give you $2 million, $3 million to run this, we're going to run this commercial. I don't know what they're being paid. I'm sure it's big bucks, man. And to walk away from that, I think it would take an incredible amount of discipline and commitment. I don't know. I think that we're going to get to Jose and Brandon because I want to see what he has to say. I think it's problematic and it is contributing. And I don't know how much, but I think it contributes to the problem of obesity among children. Jose, welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition. Great to have you on. What's your take on this business of athletes endorsing unhealthy foods? What's your take on that?
I think they shouldn't be endorsed because, for example, on Ron Coleman, the famous bodybuilder, they don't talk about the steroid use, and yet when you go to YouTube, you see his eating habits, which are atrocious, and then all the medication he has to take, like high blood pressure pills and all these other medication that he has to use every day. So I don't think if you're going to be a hypocrite about it, then you shouldn't be paid for it.
Well, do you think, and you know, there's a lot of research on there out there, but from, and I'm not, you know, given your point of view and given your experience in life, do you think these commercials do have an impact on children, adolescents, or teenagers?
Yep. I had it on my son. And I have to tell him no because I realized what it does. And I stopped eating fast foods because of all the damage that was doing to me.
Mm-hmm. And how old is your boy?
I have a 10-year-old.
Oh, yeah, see? And he's the prime, Jose, he's a prime target for the food companies. He's yep. right in the demographic that they're looking at. And they want him, and this has been going on since the 50s. I remember cartoons on Saturday morning back then where all kinds of foods were put on the air. It's still today the same thing. Not much has changed. The more they change, the more they stay the same. But now it's even more sophisticated, more intense, and yep. I think more risk. So you're in the same boat that Steven's in. You know, I think it makes it harder for a parent to try and teach them about good nutrition if they see athlete X. And I'm sure your little boy must have some athletes that he thinks are heroes, right?
Well, wrestlers. This is the thing. He thinks that wrestlers, they're all built that way and because they just know what to eat and you know, and I tell them, no, it's more than that.
Oh, see, that's a great point. So your little boy, he sees the wrestlers and he sees these guys with big muscles, you know, phenomenal physiques. And he's saying, Daddy, you know, look what they're eating. Now I want to look like that. All I got to do is eat what they're eating. And so now you got to tell them about steroids. Are you telling your 10-year-old about steroids? Is that what you're forced to do, right?
Yeah, I have to give him reality because I was also foolish enough because when I started working out at 14, I stood for the next 7 years clean and wondering why I'm not growing. And I fell underneath that trap and I said, here, try this. This was going to make you big. And I suffered a lot of the consequences of doing that.
Well,
and I don't want that to happen.
Well, I appreciate your honesty and your transparency about that. And I really am grateful that you called the show today to express your opinion on this. I think it's an important social issue, and I don't think we're talking about it enough. And thanks again, Jose, for calling. Thanks for listening to the show. We come back. We're going to continue this conversation. Should superstar athletes exercise more social responsibility in these commercials for fast foods? Shouldn't they not do them? Autumn is here. It's a time of transition. Just as nature changes and prepares to move into winter, so do our mind, body, and spirit. Oftentimes, though, in making that transition, our health gets compromised because of the stress associated with the fall changes in lifestyle, routines, and weather, not to mention the stress-filled holidays. Hi, this is Dr. Michael Garka, host of Let's Talk Nutrition. Please join me October 18th from 1 to 4 for the Vitamin Discount Center Health and Wellness Fair in Largo. While hosting the VDC Health and Wellness Fair, I'll be broadcasting Let's Talk Nutrition from 2 to 4, talking about how to make a healthy transition from fall into winter. Along with demos and screenings, talk with health experts, receive product giveaways, and win prizes worth hundreds of dollars. So join me Friday, October 18th from 1 to 4 at the VDC store in Largo at 301 West Bay Drive between Missouri Avenue and Clearwater Largo Road. For more details, call 727-588-9444. Don't let your health fall behind this autumn. I'll see you at the fair.
If you suffer from poor digestion, lack of energy, low immunity, or weight gain, fight back by restoring your body's vitality with pure whole food supplements from Garden of Life. Garden of Life is the premier manufacturer of premium whole food nutritional supplements. Created by Jordan Rubin, Garden of Life uses only the highest quality whole foods in their products. Garden of Life also uses a proprietary fermentation process that delivers essential nutrients in a way that gives them maximum potency and absorption. Give your body what it deserves. Give it Garden of Life. Available at vitamin discount centers and fine health food stores everywhere. Or visit www.gardenoflife.com. Garden of Life, empowering everyone to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Give your body a boost with Vega Complete Whole Food Health Optimizer, an instant one-stop meal made exclusively from plant-based whole foods. Vega is backed with five types of protein, 100% RDI of vitamins and minerals, fiber, omega-3 and 6, EFAs, antioxidants, probiotics, and much more. Vega contains no animal products, dairy, gluten, soy, sugar, wheat, yeast, artificial sweeteners, GMOs, or pesticides. Learn more at myvega.com.
Your body is exposed to toxins every day from your surroundings, diet, and lifestyle choices. Using all-natural psyllium fiber from Yerba Prima helps ensure optical health and regularity. Yerba Prima has dedicated nearly 30 years to developing and manufacturing all-natural stimulant-free internal cleansing products. Learn more at yerbaprima.com or visit your local health retailer. Yerba Prima, pioneer in internal cleansing products.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Rainbow Light Certified Organics for a stronger state of health. Jaro Formulas, superior nutrition and formulation. Now Foods, our products work. Vega, clean, plant-based nutrition. Country Life, a leader and authority in natural health and nutrition. Let's Talk Nutrition on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
Welcome back to Making It Happen Mondays on Let's Talk Nutrition. You got to make it happen. You got to try to make it happen for children, adolescents, and teenagers in terms of their health. The issue that I'm exploring in this first hour is do the super megastar athletes have a responsibility not to endorse these unhealthy foods, fast foods, whatever, junk foods, whatever you want to call them. I think that given their influence and impact on young children, that maybe they should be a little bit more mindful about it. And the athlete that I spoke with over the weekend has an endorsement with a fast food company. It would not indicate to me how much he was making. I asked, wouldn't tell me, but I think it's pretty substantial. And the temptation must be just incredibly great. You know, if somebody came to you and said, look, we want you to run some commercials for us, do some commercials for us, endorse our food. You sign a contract, whatever, and they can make a few million dollars or $1 million or $100,000, whatever they're making. You say, sure. I can see how that could happen. Very reasonable to get that. But, you know, look, I'm not a superstar mega athlete, but I host a health talk show. And I'm going to tell you that the people that know me, that are affiliated with this show, that I take it quite seriously in terms of my responsibility to be fit, stay in shape, be healthy as best I can. I could get sick tomorrow and die, of course, like any other human being. I'm not going to live forever, ever, and I'm aging just like everybody else. But people that know me know that I really make a strong effort to walk the talk. Why? Because I'm hosting a health talk show. I don't smoke. You know, I don't, you know, do those things that really contribute to ill health. At least I commit my share of nutritional sin, I suppose. But I'm in the gym 5 days a week, and sometimes, you know, even if I'm doing yoga, even more than that. Try to watch my diet, keep my weight down, stay fit, stay healthy, be a good example, and try to live the life. Otherwise, I think I would be a hypocrite. What credibility would I have? That's sort of my point of view. So given that, you can see that I would probably say to these athletes, maybe you need to think this through a bit. If you're influencing children to eat these foods that are unhealthy, do you really think that you want to contribute to that, on that their ill health, to the obesity epidemic or to the overweight problem among kids? I don't know. Have not made any headway with you, Stephen, right?
Not at all. I mean, you brought yourself up, which is, I totally agree with, because, I mean, yes, that you are, you know, as a person, your business, so to speak, is healthy and being health and nutrition and all that. So you do have your credibility at stake, where these athletes, they catch a ball, they throw a ball. I mean, they're playing a game. That, you know, they're not there for our education or their entertainment. That's it. Where, I mean, yes, you're entertaining at times, but you're also here delivering a solid, sound message every single day.
Sure.
And if it turns out that, you know, people got to look at you and you were this, you know, morbidly obese person behind the mic and, you know, smoking and drinking, then you would lose a lot, if not all, of your credibility.
Sure.
You've talked about some of the people in the industry
horrible.
You see at the trade shows.
It's disgraceful.
Yeah.
It's disgraceful. If I were to take you with me to a trade show, you'd say, what? No. Mm-hmm. You would think it was a convention for people who were sick. I'm exaggerating to make a point. Absolutely. And for them, it's a business. You know, they're selling products. What do they care? You know, they smoke, standing outside smoking, they go back inside to sell their product. Really? Okay. Whatever. That's not the way I would do it. But to your point, I think that these athletes are, we go after companies that make products that are hurting people. There's the company, then there's the marketing of the company and the people who endorse the products or services of those companies. I don't know how you separate that out. I think once you sign up for that, you know, now the athletes may not think that they're doing something insidious, but I do think that, my goodness, given the impact, how many athletes and how many commercials and how many products are marketed and advertised that really are not good for people, children or otherwise, children, adults, or anybody in between. I don't know. I just think that they have to, I think they just need to be more socially responsible. You know, like Jose made a great point, Stephen. This little boy's watching these professional wrestlers and sees these massive physiques, and the boy's only 10, and he's thinking, gee, they got like that because they're eating the products that they're endorsing. And here you have a father having to explain to a boy, 10 years old, no, they're using illegal drugs. These are called steroids. Now he's got to teach, instead of teaching his son about nutrition, he's got to be teaching his son about steroids. Were you serious?
Which kind of goes back a little bit to my point about why athletes shouldn't be a role model for children, especially nowadays.
But they are.
Yeah.
They
are, yeah, sure.
I mean, Sunday football. Sure, there are a lot of adults watch that, but my God, I mean, how many children are watching football with their parents, with their dads or moms or whoever, and they see all these athletes, and then they see the athlete doing a commercial for pizza or something else, whatever it may be. In fact, even having a franchise with one of the pizza companies, athlete will go unnamed.
This is a little tongue in cheek, but what about those big offensive linemen, those big DBs, the ones that weigh 350, 400 pounds, and they make a living off of being?
They're not eating broccoli, brother.
But I mean, would it be okay for them to get out there and advertise eating?
You know what's interesting? Have you ever seen an overweight, oversized lineman doing a commercial?
No, that's because they're not as popular and
they're not
well
attractive.
And,
they're not, sure. And they're not attractive.
Mm-hmm.
So they
True.
Pick the quarterback, the running backs who have physiques. They could go on stage in a bodybuilding contest and probably maybe even win it, right? The children looked at that and they say, gee, Dad, Mom, I want to look like that. And the guy's promoting hamburgers, cookies, crackers, cakes, colas, chips, whatever. I don't know. I think it's problematic. That's my opinion. As a health talk show host, I think I would be a profound hypocrite if I came on here and talked about the things I think people need to do, and I ignored all of those things and violated diet and lifestyle principles all over the place. I should be run off the air if I did that. Anyway, that's my opinion, and I'm sure you have one too. We'll come back in a second hour. We'll move on and talk about why is it that people go to the gym and still get fat? Why does that happen? There's a really rational answer for that. Your health is your wealth, and your health is the wealth of those who care about and love you. Yeah, you can't make it all up. We'll be right back.
While there is no magic pill, staying healthier just got a little easier. For a limited time, the already discounted prices at Vitamin Discount Center are even lower. Your favorite national brands of vitamins, sports nutrition, anti-aging, pet health, supplements for the whole family cost even less. For over 10 years, Vitamin Discount Center has been your neighborhood nutrition resource, no matter where you live. Vitamin Discount Center was founded on the idea of providing healthy shoppers with the highest quality products at discounted prices. Now you'll save even more on the products you love and trust. Visit VDCUSA.com to shop thousands of products and check out the newest feature, everyday free shipping on select items. Vitamin Discount Center. Call us at 877-832-8722. That's 877-832-8722. Or visit us on the web at VDCUSA.com. Vitamin Discount Center. For life, for less.
Hi, I'm Brenda Watson with Renew Life Formulas. Our world is getting more toxic every day. I formulated CleanSmart over 10 years ago, and since then we've sold over 1 million. Why? Because it's simply the best, most effective herbal cleanse out there. CleanSmart is perfect for frequent cleansers, but it's also great for a first-time cleanse if you have occasional constipation. The formula helps get rid of toxins, restore bowel regularity, boost energy, and can even help you lose weight. We only use vegetable capsules and pure herbs, nothing else. After all, why put more toxins in your body when you're trying to get them out? It's no wonder Renew Life is the largest cleansing company in America and why people have trusted CleanSmart for over 12 years. Try it today, combined with Fiber Smart and Oil Smart from Renew Life, available at health food stores everywhere.